my name is Emma Leahy. Today I'm going to do a live journal on the book Legends of Sleepy Hollow. Since we're reading this book in English class, I had to finish it over the weekend. And so today I'm going to choose three paragraphs from the book and like describe them and translate and basically tell you why I think they're so interesting. So the first page I'll be reading from is page 32. And it says, "But what was still more annoying, Brom took all opportunities of turning him into ridicule in presence of his mistress, and had a scoundrel dog whom he taught to whine in the most ludicrous manner, and introduced as a rival of Ichabod's to instruct her in psalmody." So basically, in this paragraph, Brom keeps pulling pranks on Ichabod, since that's kind of what he does best, basically just to win Katrina over and make Ichabod look, like, foolish. And so he taught a dog to, like, follow him around and, like, howl and, like, whine. Like, so, like, just to embarrass him. I also, page 45, it says, "The lady of his heart was his partner in the dance, and smiling graciously in reply to his amorous oglings, while Brom Bones, sorely smitten with love and jealousy, sat brooding by himself in one corner." So basically, in this paragraph, Ichabod and Katrina are dancing together, and Brom is, like, feeling jealous because usually no man beats Brom because he's more attractive than other men and, like, strong and athletic. So he kind of realized, like, Ichabod has won Katrina over in this scene. So he's feeling jealous and, like, sad and defeated. And the last page I'll be reading from is page 58. It says, "The hair of the atrided pedagogue arose upon his head with terror. What was to be done? To turn and fly was now too late. And besides, what chance was there of escaping ghost or goblin, if such it was, which could ride upon the wings of the wind?" So basically, that's the beginning of the encounter between Ichabod and the Headless Horseman, I think. And so he's on his way home from the party, and the men were, like, telling stories, and they got to Ichabod's head. And so now on his way home, he had an encounter with the Headless Horseman. So that was that paragraph. So that was my little live journal. Thank you for coming. And yeah, that's it. Bye.